Today's daf is Vachim daf Hey. We left off on daf Dalid Amid Beis. We left off, I should have read probably one more line when we left off, but the Lishon Achrina. But anyway, we left off discussing, the whole daf yesterday was discussing how we know that a korban could still be kosher even if it's done that it's kosher but not all the bailam shem chova when it's done shalol lishma, and we were discussing sources for not being done l'shem bailav. The first half was about when it's done with the shinoi shame, with the shinoi of the of which korban. Then we discussed how we know that shinoi bailum is a problem by each avoda, that it's going to be problematic for each and every avoda. So we're going to continue today with that discussion. We're going to explain why we need two psukim to teach the din of lishma by karbanos. Then the Gemara is going to go on to tell us that Reish Lakish was bothered by the very notion that a karban can be kosher and yet not be olah l'bailam shem chova. How does it pull off such a balance? If it's kosher, then it should do what it's meant to do, and if it doesn't do what it's meant to do, then the whole thing shouldn't be kosher. And he's particularly bothered when it comes to a karban asham. You see, because when it comes to other karbanos that could be brought even la'achar misa, so obviously when something's being brought la'achar misa, it's not being olah l'bailam shem chova. The bailam's not there anymore, and yet you still see it's kosher. So that serves as a proper precedent. But an asham which is not brought la'achar misa, it's very troubling. How could it be that it's kosher and it's not olah l'bailam l'shem chova? Then the Gemara is going to discuss in a days why can't we say that karbanos la'achar misa are even meratzah? I mean, we take it for granted that it doesn't work la'achar misa. The bailam's not there anymore. It's not going to be meratzah. It's not going to be olah l'shem chova. No, maybe even l'achar misa, there's some sort of ritzoy. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss whether Yarshim own their father's karbanos. Do they gain ownership of their father's karbanos? So we left off at Lishna Achrina on Daf Dalaram Beis. Last one in line is Lishna. Again, we were in the middle of discussing that if it's done with a Shinoi Bailim, how I know that it's not okay if it's done with a Shinoi Bailim. So we had suggested that there are competing ways of doing the limud, of making the limud, and we couldn't figure out which limud was the more authoritative limud. So we said Shkulinein Yavo Shnein. From the klal that it says by the din of the shem bailim, we don't have a way to figure out which one we should exclude and which one we should include. So therefore, since you could say that anything that yichayev la b'chutz is ke'en aprat, and therefore zrika should be included, kabbalah should be excluded. But you could also say anything that's talon safun is yeshu b'chatos apnimios is ke'en aprat, and therefore we should include kabbalah and exclude zrika. So it turns out that Zrika and Kabbalah, they're equals. We don't know which one to include, which one to exclude. So we just include all of them. Lishna Achrina, another way of saying, and it seems so similar that the Achronim are bothered why it even is called the Lishna Achrina. It seems to say the same thing. Chada chada teku b'milsa, that each one can apply because we don't know which one is the more authoritative limud, and therefore we learn everything from Yasa Zevach Shlomim LaHashem. Another way, though, to explain another explanation of where we know that shalol l'shem bailim is a problem, zrika midrav ashi nafka, that we derive the din of zrika from the drasha of Rav Ashi, and mimela we don't need this drasha to teach me the din of zrika, because Rav Ashi darshan shinoi bailim bezrika from the fact that it says v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav, so the klalu pradu klal must be teaching me the din of Kabbalah. So by Zrika and Kabbalah, we know them both, and then Mela Halach is included as well. Says Mara Ashkechan El Nazir. Yeah, but all of these limudim about a problem of Shalol Hashem Bailim, they're all dafka by the karban of an El Nazir. Shar Shlomim Minalan. How do I know the same is true by other karban of Shlomim? Bechitema Nelev Me El Nazir. And if you're going to tell me, no, I learned it from an El Nazir, why should it be any different? I'll tell you why it should be different. Mala El Nazir Shekin Yeshimo damim acherim. The El Nazir is not just the regular matnas dam that you have by all other carbon shlamim. You have the chatas and the ola that a nazir has to bring together with the shlamim. So maybe because of that chumrah that the El Nazir has, that it's never brought alone, it's always brought together with a chatas and an ola. So maybe that's why it needs to be l'shem bailim. But maybe every other carbon shlamim that's brought even independently, maybe you don't have this chumrah that it needs to be done l'shem bailim. So says Mari im kain, if other karbanos shlamim do not require l'shem bailim, nichtov shlamav. Let the pasuk say shlamav. Why does it say zevach shlamim, my shlamim, l'rabos kol shlamim? That comes to tell me that all karbanos shlamim require l'shem bailim. Says Mari, okay, ashkan shlamim, shar kol kachim min alan. Yes, that's true by karban shlamim. How do I know that that all other kachim are also included? B'chitei menelv mishlamim. You'll say, well, why would I distinguish? Learn it from shlamim. If it applies to shlamim that you need the shem bailim, then other karbanos should be included as well. No, not so fast. Mal shlamim shekein tun smicha unesachim utnuvus chazav shok. There are a whole bunch of chumras that you have dafka by a karban shlamim, and maybe because of these chumras of smicha unesachim utnuvus chazav shok, maybe that's why you need l'shem bailim. But other karbanos that don't require tnufa smicha, tnufas chazav shok, smicha nesachim, maybe the other karbanos don't require l'shem bailim either. So therefore, you can't just necessarily learn from shlamim. Now, other karbanos have some of these things and not others. The b'char, meiser, and pesach do require they require neither smicha nor nesachim. There are things that don't require nesachim, like chatas nasham, and none of these things require tenufas chazav shok. So not all of them require none of them, but none of them have all the chumras of the karban shlamim. So says Gemara, Elo amakra zos hatora li'ola l'mincha v'lachatas v'la'asham l'amiluim v'lazevach hashlamim. That the Torah lists just all these karbanos in one phrase almost. That la'ola mincha chatas asham milu mizevach hashlamim. So you see, hikishna kasav l'shlamim. All of these other karbanos are linked to karban shlamim. In what sense? Mal shlamim bein shinu kodesh bein shinu bailim be'ina l'shma. Just like by shlamim, it would be a problem if you have shinu kodesh and a problem that there's shinu bailim. Av kol bein shinu kodesh bein shinu bailim be'ina l'shma. So too, when it comes to all other karbanos, shinu kodesh shinu bailim, you always need l'shma, both l'shem, the right karban, and l'shem, the right bailim. So says Gemara, eime hecha d'shachlu shlo l'shma l'fsalu. Okay, so you've proven that l'shma includes that you need the right bailim in mind as well. So maybe we should say that if by all these karbanos you have to do everything l'shma, maybe it should be possible if you do it shalom l'shma. Why does the Mishnah say that it's kosher, it's just not ola l'bailim l'shem chova? Why should it be kosher? You have this lima that l'chara tells me that it should be possible. Tosos is bothered. What the havamina? What do you mean? Why should it be kosher? Generally, the halacha by kachim is that you need shina levakasov la'akev. That unless the Torah says something twice, it's not ma'akev. So if it only says it one time, it's a mitzvah b'alma. Meaning the default position when the Torah tells me halacha when it comes to kachim is that it's required but not ma'akev. So what the Gemara is asking: wait, why is this required and not ma'akev? Why isn't it possible? Well, you need two psukim if you want to say that it's possible. So Tosa suggests that the Gemara's kasha is on shinoi kodesh, that it actually does say shinoi kodesh twice in the Torah. Vim zevach shlamim and zevach todas shlamav. And the Gemara had said, oh, me'inu inyin l'shinoi kodesh, t'neu inyin l'shinoi bailim. The Gemara says, oh, no, we don't need two psukim. If it's not about shinoi kodesh, let's apply one of those psukim to shinoi bailim. Tosa says, that's not the way that we would normally assume. Normally we would assume that if there are two psukim, that the second one is Shana Lavakasov La'akev, that the second one is La'akev. So the Gemara is asking, make both psukim about Shinoi Kodesh and make the second pasuk Ma'akev. That's what we're asking. Why are we applying one of the psukim to Shinoi Bailim? Also, Tos suggests that the makar of the din by Kachim, that it's in a Ma'akev, unless that you need Shana Lavakasov La'akev, is from Motzva Sasecha, which we're darshaning, that all that which we're going to use to darshan, that all the karbanos korbanos that are nizbechu shalosh shmam are ksherim. But anyway, that's the Gemara's kasha. Eima heichad shachlu shalosh shma liv salu. Why don't we assume that it's even possible if you do shalosh shma? Amakra mutzvah sasecha tishmar vasisa kasher nadarta. So the pasuk, as we've already mentioned a few times, is a little bit strange. It starts with the lashon neder, which is the lashon of harei alai, and then it's mesayim b'lashon nedava, which would be a lashon of harei zu. So hi nedava nederhu. What do you mean? How could the pasuk call it a nedava? We started by saying it was a neder. Ela im kamasha nedarta asisa yehei neder. We're saying if you are makriv lishma the way you're supposed to kasher nedarta, then it's going to be a neder. The imlav, but if you don't do lishma, it's not that it's all lost. Yehei nedava. It's now going to have the status of a nedava, but you're not yotzei the chiyuv of your neder, but it's still a kasher korban. So that's how we know that if you bring a korban shelo lishma, it's kasher like a nedava. Says the Gemara, okay, so why do I need two psukim to tell me this din? The Yitzrich Motzah Svasecha, Yitzrich Zos HaTorah. Dikas Rachmana Motzah, if it only would have said Motzah Svasecha, then I would have said Lo Yadda B'mai. I would not have known what Motzah Svasecha is about, meaning I wouldn't have said that it's about Avodah Lashma. I just would have known that there is some sort of link over here, but I wouldn't have known that it's Avodah Lashma. Kas Rachmana Zos HaTorah. That's why it says Zos HaTorah, to tell me that all the karbanos are like a karban shlamim, and by karban shlamim it says the din of Lashma, so that's how I know that it's about Lashma. Vikas Rachmana Zos HaTorah. And if it only would have said Zos HaTorah without Mitzvah Sasecha, Hava Amina Lipaslu, I would have said that all the karbanos that are Shechta Shlashma are puzzle. Kasrachmana Motzah Svasecha. That's why he has to tell me Motzah Svasecha that no, it's still like a nedava. It's not possible. It's just not a little bailu m'shem chova, but it still is at least as good as a nedava, which is at least a kasher karban. Period. That's the end of that discussion from yesterday of how we know that you need l'shem the karban and l'shem the bailim, and if you don't do it, it's not going to be pasul the karban, but it's not ol l'bailim l'shem chove. Now the Gemara is going to ask Reish Lakish, Rami Reish Lakish al ma'ohi be'midrasha umakshi. Reish Lakish was lying on his stomach in the base medrash, and he was asking the following question. Im ksherim heim yiratzu, v'im ein maratzin lama ba'in. He says, I don't understand how this whole din works, that you can have a carbon that's kosher, but it doesn't really work for what the bailim needs it to work for. If it's kosher, it should work, and if it's not kosher, it shouldn't work. Not abundantly clear what he's asking that we didn't already ask, meaning what's new in this question, other than what we said already, that why isn't it ma'akev? But okay, but Reish Lakish is bothered by this question. It's interesting that the Gemara mentions that he was lying on his stomach while he was asking this question. That's interesting for two reasons. Because lying on the stomach is a questionable way to position oneself, both when learning Torah and in general. So those are both questions that the poskim are bothered by and use this Gemara as maybe a raya for something. So in the Elia Rabba, in Simen Aleph, Elia Rabba writes in the name of the Olas Tamid, in the name of the Zohar, that Al Yomar Adam, a person should not say, I will lie down in bed and I'll learn while I'm lying down in bed. No, he has to get up, get dressed. He called Nikros Elokecha Yisrael. Person has to, when you're going to go encounter the Ribbono Shel Olam, then you have to show that respect. And if you can't get up, you should at least try to stay. If you can't do all of that, then get dressed nicely. At least try to stand up so you don't come, or sit up so that you don't come to fall asleep. In the Orach Neman, he says that this is based on what the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos. The Rambam writes that if a person wants to develop Chachma, it has to be Ba'amel V'yagia V'yira Min HaMelamed. There has to be a relationship with the teacher, and it has to be Ba'amel V'yagia. It has to be with a certain amount of effort, with an amount of toil. But if Limud is only just sitting back, lying back on the beach and listening or whatever, and just imbibing the limud with a good book, like a novel on that a person would read, then it's not gonna be miskayimbo. It's not gonna work. Av chachmas yamdali, Chazal say chachmas lamadti ba'af umdali. When there was a little energy, that's when it was umdali. So when a person lies on his bed, the limud is not going to have a kiyum. The Gemara says in Megillah that most Moshe ad Rabbi Gamliel, they would only stand when they were learning. When Rabbi Gamliel died, so yard the choli liolam, so they had to sit down when they were learning. But until the generation of Rabbi Gamliel, they would stand when they were learning in order, because the learning was a little bit easier, so they needed to exert themselves in some way. There had to be amelus. So nowadays we could sit when we're learning because the amelus is the mental amelus, because the learning itself is so much harder. But the learning has to involve some level of amelus. They do find the more recent studies apparently have shown that people do learn better when they're moving, when they're standing, there is some amelus when you're activated. If the body is not activated, the mind is not activated, so then it's very difficult for a person to learn. So what was going on with Reish Lakish over here, that he was lying down? So it must be that he was not able to stand up in a normal way. The amelus of the learning itself was enough. But there's an additional problem over here, and that is that he was lying down on his stomach. Mishabur writes in some Reish Lamentas that a person should train himself to lie on his side, to sleep on his side. He says it's an Isra Gadol to be Shochev Praktan. What does Praktan mean? Either on his back or on his side. It's based on the Gemara Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara tells Reb Shub and Levi, Layit Lamandagani Praktan. Reb Shub and Levi cursed someone who slept that way. So the Achronim point out that the Lashon of the Gemara Degani means that who sleeps that way. The Rishonim say that's what it means. From the Lashon of the Mishra Brura, it sounds like even just lying down that way without sleeping is problematic. They quote from that the Chazon Ish said that you should never lie down praktan even if you're not going to sleep, and he said it's muchach that way from the Gemara in Nidadaf Yudalad Amar Aleph, and that it's not only a din in going to sleep, but in the Tshuvas Az Nidbur of Binyamin Zilber, who was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish in Chelek Vav Simen Nun, he says that no, it's clearly only about going to sleep, the whole issue of praktan, one of the rises from this Gemara. Otherwise, a person is allowed to lie down on his back. I, the Chazon Ish, he was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish, so one of the Yisodos of all of Shalosh Tshuvas Az Nidbur is don't believe everything you hear in the name of the Chazon Ish. He always goes back and says that. My favorite example is where I think it was Rav David Cohn sent him a Shaila, and he said, you know, in the Shaila, he was trying to show kavod to Rav Binyamin, so he said, the person about whom the Chazon Ish would call him Binyamin at Tzadik. So he said, don't believe everything you hear in the name of the Chazon Ish. Don't believe such things that he would call me Binyamin Asad. Not possible. So that taka was true, but he says that you can't believe that the Chazon Ish said things just because because the way they give it in the name of the Chazon Ish. I think they quote from Chaim Kanievsky that the Chazon Ish used to sometimes learn while he was lying down, and he would tell people, "You're not allowed to learn from me." To do the same, that you shouldn't do the same, because it was known that Chazon Ish would use every last bit of energy. He would like fall asleep just short of his bed because of the energy. They can't even be masi what this means. Like, what does that mean? That a person uses every last bit of energy for his learning, and that he would like fall asleep just before he reached his bed if he miscalculated. Well, it's hard to even imagine what that means. But I guess if he miscalculated in the other direction, so he had a little energy left, so he would learn until he fell asleep. Not really for the rest of us. Not something that we can necessarily associate with. But Pashtus is one is allowed to learn while lying down. The whole idea of Hikol Nikros HaLekach Yisrael is a chiddush to say that has to do with learning. That has to do with tefillah. With tefillah, when it's a direct encounter with the Ribbono Shel Olam, even Kriyat Shema, it's not that way. That's one of the rayos that the post can bring. They allow to say Kriyat Shema lying down, and Kriyat Shema is also a key of Talmud Torah. You're saying Psukim, right? What does the Mishnah say? If a person says Kriyat Shema Shelo B'Zmana, then it's Lo Hifsid Kikari B'Torah. It's as if he's Kari B'Torah, because it is Psukim, it is Torah. So Pashtus says that a person is allowed to, but the best way to make sure that learning actually happens is when a person is engaged, when a person is active, when there's a sense of amelus. Anyway, so Reish Lakish was bothered by this issue. What does it mean that it's kosher but it's not meratzah? If it's not meratzah, it shouldn't be kosher. So Amar lo, Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar said to Reish Lakish, not a stira, the fact that it's kosher and that it's not meratze. Matzinu bebal lachar misa shein ksherim vein meratzin. Any carbon that could be brought lachar misa is kosher and is obviously not meratze. Ditznan, the Mishnah says in the Seches Kinim, when a yoledes is chayev to bring a carbon ola and a carbon chatas at the conclusion of her yimei tahara, peisha she via chatasa umesa. Let's say she brought her carbon chatas and then she died before she brought her carbon ola. Yaviu yorshin olasa. So her yorshim are going to bring her carbon ola. The Gemara Maseches Kiddushin points out in Daf Yud Gimel that that's only if you hold that she buda daraisa. That's only yol shibuda lav daraisa. If yol shibuda daraisa, even if she was not mafresh the carbon ola mechayim, the yorshim would have to bring from her nechasim. They would have to bring the ola because the nechasim, there's a shibur on the nechasim to pay that chov toward the mizbeach. If yol shibuda lav daraisa, then there's no shibur on the nechasim. The case of the woman being mafresh the ola b'chayaha is even if there's no shibur on the nechasim. But if she wasn't mafresh the ola b'chayaha and you hold shibuda daraisa, so then you would still have to bring the carbon ola. So anyway, the case is woman brought her chatas, she died, the yorshim would bring her ola. Olasa umesa, if she brings her carbon ola and then she dies before she had a chance to bring a carbon chatas, lo yaviu yorshin chatasa. The yorshim should not bring her chatas. Salach l'moshe m'sinai that chatas shemesu ba'aleha dies. It's one of the five chatos amesos. So vlad chatas, tamuris chatas, chatas shemesu ba'aleha, chatas shenischapru ba'aleha, chatas shav v'shnasa. There are five chatos amesos. This is one of them. Now it's interesting. We said that if she brought her ola, they should not bring her carbon chatas. Sounds from the Mishnah, dafka because she died, that the yorshim don't bring her carbon chatas. But if she were alive and she brought her ola first, she can then bring her carbon chatas and be done with it. That would work to bring the ola, and then the chatas, she would not have to bring another ola, even though she did it in the wrong order, right? She should have brought the chatas before the ola. Sounds like, and if she didn't, okay, no big deal. She can do it in the other order. So Tosas just points out that the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Nuntes says that an olas mitzora that comes before the chatas mitzora should become pasul. But the fact that the pasuk says vela koyin esa ola, we see that even if helosa before the carbon chatas, it's kosher b'diavad. So if that's the case, an olas yoledes which doesn't have a special pasuk to tell me that if you do it out of order, it's kosher. L'chor should be pasul even b'diavad. Tosas asks, it's one thing by the mitzora we have a special pasuk to tell me that even if you do it out of order, it's going to be kosher. How come this Mishnah implies that even by the Yoledes, when you do it out of order, it's kosher? So Tosus quotes from Rabbeinu Chaim that dafka by an olas mitzori, you need a drasha to be machshir before the chatas. It's necessary to have a drasha. Because the pasuk says by mitzora, zos tiyeh torah sa mitzora. So we darshan tiyeh bav yaso yehei. That all of the dinim that it says by mitzora are ma'akev. So dafka over there, but by Yoledes and other mechusrei kapara, the say there's not going to be ma'akev. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that the Seder is not ma'akev. There's no pasuk to tell me that it would be ma'akev. Or, Tosla suggests, mitzad asvara, we should pasul all mechusri kapara when the ola comes before the chatas, because it's a psul of mechusri zman. But the hela that it says by mitzora is not only to teach us by mitzora that the Seder is not ma'akev, it's the lamed al kalkulo. It teaches me about all such similar mechusri kapara that the Seder is not ma'akev. So you're right, we need a pasuk by mitzora, but the pasuk by mitzora is not only about mitzora, it's about all of them. But bottom line is, what we see over here is that if she brought her ola, the yarshim do not bring her chatas. But if she brings her chatas, then the yarshim do bring her ola. So here you have something. Even though ain kapar lemesim, the olas yoledes is still brought after she died. So how can you ask? Why are you so bothered, Reish Lakish? How is it possible that you can have a korban that's kosher, but it's not ola lebailim l'shem chova? An ola of Yoledes who dies is also kosher, and it's not ola lebailim l'shem chova. She's dead. So amelo modina lach ba'ola. So Reish Lakish says, no, I agree by an ola that shechted shelo l'shma, that it's brought, even though it's not meratza, to asi la'achar misa. Because you're right. You showed me a good example that an ola could be brought la'achar misa. So you've shown me that by a carbon ola that's true, that it could be kosher even though it's not ola l'bayim l'shem chava. That's not what bothered me. Asham, delo asila acharmisa, minalan. But what about a Korban Asham, where you never find that a Korban Asham is brought l'achar misa? How do I know that by a Korban Asham that's brought shalom l'shma, that it's kosher, but not all the Baal Hashem Chova? Where do I see a precedent that the Korban Asham pulls off that delicate balance? Amar lo, harei machlokatz chabitzido. Rabbi Lazar Amar, af Hashem. He says, so Rabbi Lazar just said back to Rish Lakish, you just got to read the rest of the Mishnah. That's exactly why, it's because of your taina that Rabbi Eliezer says in the Mishnah that an Asham that's shechted shalom l'shma is pasul. Meaning, you want to know, why is it kosher? If it's not meratzeh, it shouldn't be kosher. You're right! Rabbi Lazar says that it's taka pasul. So Amar, Rish Lakish is so put off by that answer. Zeu shomen alav adam gadolu. A guy who gives me such an answer, that's a person you're going to say he's an adam gadol. I heard Rabbi Lazar has a good reputation. I don't know why he has a good reputation if these are the kinds of answers he gives. Kamina ana mishnah shlema. I was asking from a stam mishnah, which is the shita of the chacham, the majority opinion, that even an asham that shechted shelo l'shmo is going to be kosher. Vatamritli Rabbi Eliezer. And you're saying, oh, my point is such a good point that was Rabbi Eliezer's point. Yeah, we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. My kash is, why don't the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Eliezer? I know what Rabbi Eliezer says. It's hard to understand what the Havamina was, what Rabbi Lazar was trying to say by pointing to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Was he suggesting there's not a machlokas? It doesn't seem that way. It seems that it's a machlokas. So unclear. So Reish Lakish is unsatisfied. He's still bothered. Why is it that by a Karban Asham you have this idea that it's kosher, but it's not all the Baal Shem Chova? After all, you don't find the Nasham Le'achar Misa. Ella Amar Reish Lakish, Eftach Ana Piskel Nafshai. You know, if you can't get any good help, you got to help yourself. So he says, I can't find anyone who's going to give a good answer. I'm going to have to come up with the answer myself. Motzos Vasecha. Pasuk says, Motzos Vasecha Tishmor, Vaziz Kasher Ndat, Vashem Elkech Nedava. Pasuk we keep quoting, Hai Nedava, Nederu, Drosha we keep quoting. Wait, how can you call it a Nedava? Didn't we say it's a Neder? Kidilel. You know, the Drosha we've just mentioned before. Meaning, it's a Drosha that tells us explicitly that when a carbon does not work for its initially stated purpose, it still works for something. It still counts for something. It's still a Nedava. So Misvara, Reish Lakish says, I'm right. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that when it can no longer be a neder, it can no longer fulfill my neder, it's still a nedava, it's still a kosher karban. Yosef, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba, Yosef, Abaye Gabeinu. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba were sitting there, Abaye was with them, V'yasi v'kabri. Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Yitzchak were saying the following. Kashle le Reish Lakish asham delo asi l'achar misa. Why was Reish Lakish so bothered by the fact that a karban asham can be kosher and not meratzeh, because after all, we don't find an example of Nasham L'achar Misa. V'nasav la Talmuda Motzos Vasecha. And then he used the pasuk of Motzos Vasecha to say that works, that you see that there's such a notion that something is kosher, but it's not Ola L'chova. Ema haba b'nedur n'dava laisi v'lo lirtzi. Asham lo laisi klal. How did that answer satisfy him? Maybe that pasuk that something can still be a valuable karban, a meaningful karban, even if it's not in the fulfillment of your neder, maybe that's only by those types of karbanos that you're allowed to volunteer. After all, the whole pasuk is about neder unedava. How did that satisfy his question about asham? He wanted to know, where do we ever find that a karban asham? Asham was his problem. Where do we ever find that a karban asham can be a kosher karban, even though it's not all by Shem Chava? So Amlu Abaye says, Reish Lakish mehacha pasach, v'shachatos salachatos. Reish Lakish would darshan from the makar to pasal chatos shalom l'shma. The Gemara is going to darshan that you need a shechita l'shem chatos. So osal l'shma sheira, shalom l'shma psula. That yeah, by korban chatos, if you shechta l'shma it's kosher, and if you don't shechta l'shma it's pasal. We darshan from there, hashar kachim shalom l'shma ksheirin. That any other korban that shalom l'shma is still a kosher carbon. So that's the real answer to Reish Lakish's question. How do I know the carbon of Shalom L'shma is kosher? Because there's a drasha by Chatos that Chatos is unique. It's the only one that Shalom L'shma is going to be pasul. Yachl Yiratzu, you might think, okay, well then it should even be Meratzeh if it's kosher. Tamal Omer, Motzos Vasecha. That's why I need Motzos Vasecha to tell me that if you do differently than Asher Nadarta, you do something Shalom L'shma, it's not going to be Olo L'shem Chova. Says Marv No, that pasuk of Motzei Pesach was only about Karbanos Arban Benedar and Nedava. Now, when you put it all together, by Karban Chatos, we know Chatos is the only one that Shalol Shema is going to be a psul. We know from Motzei Pesach that which is Bab Benedar and Nedava, Shalol Shema, is still going to be kosher for something, right? It's just not all the Bible Shem Chova. Asham is neither of those things. So maybe Asham should have a third din, that it should even be Meratzah. Not only that it counts for something, it should even be Olo Labayil M'Shem Chova. Amar Abaye, Asham de Meratzah lo Matzamet. Nah, you can't say that in Asham, that every other carbon is not going to be Olo Labayil M'Shem Chova when you do it Shalosh Ma'an. Asham is going to be the one that's Olo Labayil M'Shem Chova. Because Kal V'Chomer Me'ola, Ma'ola She'ena Mechaperes, Eina Meratza, an Ola, which is not Mechaper, for any Yisalav, and nevertheless, you do it Shalol Shema, it's not going to count as Lebailu M'Shem Chava. Ashem Shem Mechaper, Ashem, which is meant to be Mechaper for Los Haseis, Eino Din She'eno Meratza, for sure when you do it Shalol Shema, it should be no good. Says Gemara, you can't necessarily learn a Kal V'Chomer from Ola, Mal Ola Shekim Kalil. Ola has its own Chumra. Ola is entirely burnt on the Mizbeach, so it could be Dafka because of that Chumra, the Torah says it's not going to be Meratzah. But maybe an Asham, which is not entirely burnt, would even be Meratzah when it's Shalol Shmo. Says Mar Shlomim Yochichu. No, because you could see from Karban Shlomim that something that's Shalol Shmo is not going to be Olo L'Shem Chova. So he says, no, you can't learn from Shlomim either. Mal Shlomim, Shlomim has his own Chumras. Tun Nesach and Tun Neschaz of Shok. Asham doesn't have those Chumras, so maybe Asham, Shalol L'Shmo, is a more powerful carbon than anything else that's brought Shalol L'Shmo. And an Asham, Shalol L'Shmo, should even be Meratzah. So says Gemara, Ola Tochiach. No, Ola doesn't have to Nesach and Tenuvas Chaz of Ashok either, and yet it's Eina Meratzah. V'chaz Redin. So we use the Tarashav, Lo Rizak Rizah, Lo Rizak Rizah. The qualities of Shlomim and the qualities of Ola are not the same as each other, but it's Tarashav, Shben Shein Kachim, Shachan Shalol L'Shmo, but they are both karbanos. They are both karbanos, and if you shach them shalol shma, they're kosher karbanos, but they're not meratze. Afani of Yasham, Shu Kodesh, Shachl Shlol Shmo, Kashavena Maratza. Asham would be in the same category. Frankly, Gemara Malasav Shamshan Shaken Yashna Batsibur. Shlamim, Ola, both of those things can be brought as Karbanos Tzibur. The Tmidim Musafim are Ola Tzibur, Kifse Atzeres are Shalmei Tzibur. So it could be because of that Chumrah that they could be Karbanos Tzibur. But a Karban Asham can't be a Karban Tzibur. So how can you learn from the combination of Ola and Shlamim? Toda Tochiach. Toda will be the one that will show us that even though Toda can only be brought as by a Yachid and not by a Tzibur, nevertheless, if you shech to Shlo Shema, it's not Meratzah, and therefore the same is going to be true by an Asham. I, Malut Toda, shekein to Una Lechem. Toda has its own Chumrah. Toda requires Lachmei Toda. 40 loaves of bread are brought with the carbon Toda. Says Mar, Olo Shlamim Yachichu. Yeah, but an Olo and Shlamim don't have that Chumrah. They're not brought with any Lechem. The Chazra Adin, so now we include Toda in the Tzad HaShaveh, from which we derive that a Karban Asham that's brought, Shalol L'Shmo, yes it's kosher, but no it's not a L'Bailim L'Shem Chova. Lo Rizek Rizeh, V'lo Rizek Rizeh, the Chumrah of Shlomim and Ola are different than the Chumrah of a Karban Toda, because the Karban Toda requires Lechem. The Chumrah of a Karban Toda is different than that of an Ola and Shlomim, because the Ola and Shlomim are Yeshlim B'Tzibur, they could apply in a Tzibur. Tzad HaShavish Ben, what do they all have in common? Ola, Shlomim, Toda, what do they all have in common? Shem Kachim, Ushchatan, Shlol Shman, Kasher Veinu Meratzah. They're Kachim, and if you shach them Shlol Shma, it's Kasher Korban, but it's not Meratzah. Afan Avi Asham, Sheu Kodesh, Shchatan, Shlol Shma, Kasher Veinu Meratzah. Same is true by Korban Asham. It is Kodesh, Yishach the Shlol Shma, it's Kasher, but it's not Meratzah. Says Marvel, wait, Malah Tzad HaShavish Ben, Ola, Shlomim, and Todo, you know what they have in common? Shein Boitin B'Nedar B'Nedava. Shein Boitin B'Nedar B'Nedava. They can be brought as a Nedar B'Nedava. You know what can't? An Asham cannot be brought as a Nedar B'Nedava. So maybe you have this Chumrah of Ola and Shlomim and Toda, that's why, that it's, if it's Shalol Shema, it's not going to be Meratzah, because they're able to be brought B'Nedar B'Nedava. An Asham cannot be brought B'Nedar B'Nedava, and therefore maybe it should be Meratzah when it's Shalol Shema. Ella Amar Rava. Rava says, now you want to know how we know that a Karban Asham Shalol Shema is not Meratzah? It's not from the Tzad HaShaveh. It's different. different. Zos HaTorah, from the pasuk Zos HaTorah. Well, remember that pasuk? That was the pasuk that said La Ola, La Mincha, La Chatas, La Ashem, La Nun, La Zevach HaShlamim. It listed all the different types of karbanos in the same pasuk. Kikish Rakasa, La Shlamim. So apparently, all the karbanos are linked to Karban Shlamim. So Ma Shlamim, Shein Kachem, Shchatan, Shol Shmon, Ksheri Veim Ratzin, Afan Yavi Ashem, Shul Kodesh. So just like a Karban Shlamim, that if you shechted Shalol Lishma, it's kosher, but it's not meratze. So too, all the other karbanos, including a Karban Ashem, the shechted Shalol Lishma, is kosher, but it's not meratze. My chazis da kasha l'shlamim akish l'chatos. Why would you compare the Karban Shlamim to the Ashem to the Shlamim when it's shechted Shalol Lishma? Why not compare the Ashem to the Chatos? You know, if I would have asked you beforehand, what is the Karban Ashem most similar to? Probably would have said a chatos. No, they're both brought for averos, and we know from the Mishnah that a chatos shel lishma is absolutely possible. So if we have these two standing dinim, that a chatos shel lishma is possible, that a shlamim shel lishma is kosher, just not all the bagum shem chova, and I need to put the asham into one of those categories, we already established good. The asham is not going to be a third category. It's not going to be miratza. It's got to be in one of those categories. Who said to put it in the category of the shlamim and not the chatos? No, remember by the chatos we had the special pasuk that said osa, that only carbon chatos is going to be possible when it's done shalol l'shma. Every other carbon is going to be kosher when it's done shalol l'shma. So now the Gemara goes back to the original answer that Rav Lazar gave to Reish Lakish's question of how could you have such a thing that something is kosher yet it's not olah l'bayim shem chava. Yasiv Rav Huna Rav Nachman Yasiv Rav Sheshes Kabayu Yasiv Vika Amri. They were these Gedolei Amoraim were saying the following: Kasha le Reish Lakish Asham Delo Asi Lachamisa. Reish Lakish was bothered about Rabbi Lazar's answer to him before, because an Asham can't be brought Lachamisa, and therefore there's no precedent that it could be brought Shalol Lishmo. So there's no precedent that it could be that it could be kosher without being Meratze. Meaning Reish Lakish had problems with this model of the idea of a carbon that's kosher, yet it's not meratze. If it were a carbon that could be brought lachamisa, you wouldn't have such a problem with it, because any time you bring the carbon lachamisa, it's kosher and it's not meratze. So he was bothered by ashram, which can't be brought lachamisa. Why didn't Rav Lazar just point out to him that a nashim can also be brought lachamisa? What happens when the bailam of a nashim dies? Halacha is that you're supposed to let it graze until it develops a mum, then you sell it and you use that money to bring an ola for ketza mizbeach, for when the mizbeach has some downtime. So you see that it's brought even though it's not meratzeh. So when it's brought shalol l'shmo, also kasher veina meratze. Some of the Rav Sheish says asham lemay karav. Rav Sheish says no, you can't bring a raya from an asham shemesu bailav and an asham that's shechta shalol l'shmo. An asham lachamisa, why is it being brought? It's only limosaro. It's that its money is used for olas nedava, but it's not brought as an asham. It has to become instead. You let it graze, develop a mum, sell it, ola. It turns into a carbon ola. Chatas nami, so the Gemara says, Reish Lakish asks also, chatas nami mikrov karva mosara. You know, if you designate two animals for carbon chatas, and one of them is for the actual carbon, and the other one for achrayus, in case something goes wrong with the first one. Let's say the first one goes right. What do you do with the second one? It grazes until it develops a mum, and then you bring a carbon ola. So that ola is brought, even lachar shemesu ma'bailim. Even after the bailim dies, you would bring that carbon ola. So you see that even a Mosra Chatas could be brought Lachar Misa. So yet, a Chatas that's brought Shalol L'shma is possible. So maybe we should say the same thing by an Asham. That even though, yes, its money is brought as an Olas Nadavar Lachar Misa Sabaylim, but if it's Shechta Shalol L'shma, B'taras Asham, it should be possible. So Chatas, Afogav de Karva, Mosara, Miet Rachmana, who? No, but by a Chatas, even though you're right, there is such a notion of a Chatas being brought Lachamisa in this way, but the Torah Dafka says who to tell me that only Chatas Shalol L'shma is possible, not an Asham. Frankly, Gemara Asham Nami Ksivbei who Pasuk says who by an Asham also says Vehikter Osam Hakohen Hamizbecha Isha L'Hashem Asham who. So we should make the same drasha that it's only if it's Shechta L'Shem Asham it's Kasher Shalol L'shma is possible. Says Gemara no. Hahu Lachar Aktaras Emurim Hudichsiv. The who that it says by an Asham is after the Aktaras Emurim. It's not said by the Shechita and the other Avodas Adam. So therefore, you can't say that the Pasuk is possible something because of a haktara shelo lishmo, because haktara is not makiv at all. That doesn't make sense to say that haktara shelo lishmo is possible. Kidetanya. Avalashem lo nemar bahu ela la'achar haktara seimurin bahu atzmo im lo k'ti reimurin kosher. The who by inashem is only after the haktara seimurin, and if you skip the haktara seimurin entirely by inashem, it's going to be kosher. Velahu lamali. So what is the who teaching me by the asham? Rav Huna Marav. Asham shenitek l'riya. If you have an asham that's been designated to go graze until it develops a mum, so that you can buy an ola with its money, ushchato stam, and then you shecht it without thinking what type of carbon you want to use it for, kosher. It's still kosher as a carbon ola. Nitak in, lo nitak lo. So we darshan that only if it's designated for grazing do we say that it's still going to be kosher when you shecht it stam, will be kosher as an ola. But if it was never designated for grazing, it would not be kosher. My time. How do I know that if it was not nitak b'mefurash, that it's not going to be kosher? Amar kra, hu, bav yaso yehei. That's what we learn from the word hu, that calls man, that it's not nitak, that it's not designated to go and graze, it still has the status of a carbon asham, and therefore it would not be stam, it would not stam count as a carbon ola. Okay, Beis Hashem, next time we'll be dealing with Yasser Ben Nachman and Rav Sheshes.